Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA.
Covington playing Levine, topside three ball, bam! Onions, baby onions! Zach Levine in the Bulls!
Your number one source for Chicago Bulls news and stories.
Levine to White, this time he gives it to Williams for three.
The rookie! The Pulse! What a shot!
Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
Jordan Malley. Jordan, great to see you. Through our 670 score scope. Yep.
Where is he?
And it's right over there, Bill.
Are you flat out kidding me?
Matt Peck used to do a great job with the Bulls Outsider Show. Now he's doing Locked On Bulls.
There he is, human floor burn.
Oh, don't mess with the Pooch.
But what's his crossover? Bulls bird of free league ghost.
Oh my goodness.
So kick back. I'm not. Relax. And get ready for the best hour of your day.
You can just see the vibe.
And these guys are men.
Locked On Bulls starts now.
I love it. Pass to Levine with a right-handed jackhammer slam. Oh, my goodness, that was filthy.
Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
I'm getting out the dancing shoes.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Jordan Malley, along with me is Matt Peck. Follow us on Twitter at Jordan C. Malley, at Bulls underscore Peck, and at Locked On Bulls. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. You can drop us a text message or a voicemail, 331-979-1369. Matt, a little bit of sense of relief now that there wasn't any games to, agonize over or have a little bit of anxiety over. It's just nice to have the season over. How are you?
What up, Jordan? What up, Bulls Nation? It is nice. Closure is always nice. I also am maybe even more optimistic than the average Bulls fan right now about what we might see in the upcoming offseason. Some dominoes have already started to fall. We got word earlier today that Al-Farouq Aminu, who really, other than bookending his arrival with a couple of games right when he got here and a couple of games towards the end, was a no-show. Not surprisingly, picked up his player option for just over $10 million for next season. We'll see what the Bulls do with that. But it's just been nice to hear some reflective talk from everybody that is important to this organization, from AK all the way down to players like Zach Levine, Vooch, who we're going to talk about today.
100%, man. It's one of those things that we hear from the guys all season long, but they kind of say the same things outside of what we saw on the floor that night. But they say the same sort of things all season long, so it's cool to hear them at the end of the season. So we're going to do players today, and on tomorrow's episode, we're going to talk about what AK had to say and what Billy Donovan had to say. So plenty of guys talk. Let's start with Zach Levine, though. Let's start with the first All-Star that we had on this team. And then we'll go to the second All-Star and talk about Vooch. But the most important thing, Matt, I think, was what he was asked early on. And it's what Bulls fans care about most. That's his free agency and the potential of a contract situation and what his short-term and long-term goals are here with the Bulls. So let's take a listen to Zach Levine, then you and I will react.
Hey, Zach, when all those trades were made in March, we all kind of wrote, that it was a signal and a commitment to you, that they're going to be building around you and Vooch. Do you still feel that way? And how do you hope that the management handles your situation? Obviously, they have the ability to renegotiate and extend you this year. Or do you wait for a year and kind of see where the Bulls go and hit unrestricted free agency in 2022.
Yeah, that's something that we don't have to talk about going forward. Obviously with the trade, it made us a lot better. And, I love it. I love it here in Chicago. And, I think everybody obviously understands the business of basketball and anything can happen in trades like that. But, for me personally, I let that stuff handle, when it comes by. I don't think too far into the future about it. I don't stress about it either. I try to let my game do the talking for me, but also try to worry about the things that I haven't accomplished yet, like winning. So, it's this year was great and also frustrating at the same time, but, a lot of bright spots ahead, KC. So I wasn't, I'm very excited for the future.
Hey, you've talked a lot about people around you this year specifically have talked a lot about how important winning is for you and how it continues to grow to be more important for you. at the same time, you can control when you max out and how that max could help the team. If you were offered max this year, you'll be maxing out at less than you would next year, but it could leave room to afford more guys, more role players. Do you think about that, hey, it's adding the right pieces is worth me sacrificing money on the table if I feel like these pieces can help me get to what's most important to me? Or you guys says, you know what, it's a business and I got to get mine.
You know, there's a thin line between that. And, you know, like I told you, AC, I let all that stuff handle out when it's done. I try to let my performance, you know, obviously on the court, dictate what I get paid. I think that's where everybody wants to get paid what they're worth. And when my time comes, I definitely will get that. You know, I think with different situations, with different people taking less money or taking the max, you know, it's a business at the end of the day. And, you know, I definitely want what I deserve, and whatever that is, you know, I'll have it coming to me.
I'm going to let you have first word on this as we kind of talk about this all season long. But as much as we wanted to talk about the idea of him maybe re-signing this offseason, that's not happening. So,
right. We talked about this, I want to say sometime last week, when the Cowley stuff about, hey, maybe Zach's willing to take a discount started spreading around, and Bulls fans were all crossing their fingers saying, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. And I sat here and said, as much as Zach might want to win here in Chicago, he said, I love being here. I want to play here. I want to win here. And I believe him. I believe that's true. And it's not just lip service. As he just said himself, he knows what he's worth. And the subtext of that is, I'm worth a lot more than I've been making over the last couple of years. And I'm worth a lot more than the 19.5 I'm going to be making next season, assuming that they don't get anything restructured this offseason, which I'm with you. I don't think is likely. And even if the Bulls were to give him an extension this offseason to say, all right, well, here's your 120% of your final, you know, 19.5 salary for the 21-22 season for your next 4 years, gradual increases, even by the fourth and final year of that extension, he still wouldn't be making what he's worth. If you talk about production and the fact that as a top 10 scorer in this league, he was the only one by a lot to be making under 20 million. They were all making upwards of 28 million. And so Zach's comment right there to me signifies, hey, I know what I'm worth. And as a dude who's 27, just now entering his prime for this opportunity for a big payday, I'm going to get my big payday that I have worked for and deserve.
It's crazy to think about too, because he was so damn close. I saw a tweet from somebody that said he was a half a percentile away from joining the 50-40-90 club as well. Like that type of motivation there, that automatically, if you talk about remove Zach LaVine from it, and let me just say, hey, this player averaged 50-40-90 and they made the All-Star game this year, you would say, yeah, they're probably getting a max contract. Oh, and I gave you the age. Most people would say, without the context of Zach LaVine, max contract, no doubts. I think this is leaving his options open, Matt. As much as I hear that, he doesn't want to restrict himself and by saying anything, even a year early. As much as he might still be truly committed to this Bulls team, I think he needs to see more. The Bulls made the step in the right direction by trading for Vooch, even though it didn't work short term. But I think making that statement and saying, hey, this is our commitment level to you, this is why we want you here long term, I think Zach still has to see them make a couple of other moves to seriously commit whether or not he wants to be here long term. And I don't blame him, man. I don't blame him.
You know, the other part that Bulls fans are always afraid to talk about, because they always assume that it is a non-starter out of the gate, is even after this contract that he will finish up next season, 4 years, you know, 79, whatever it was, is Zach LaVine a rich individual? Yes. As you said on our past Zach contract discussion, generational wealth right there already. $80 million, woo! And that's just NBA salary. That's not all the other perks and, you know, fees that you get with an agent and representation and, you know, money from other avenues. You know who's richer than Zach LaVine? Jerry Reinsdorf. You know who might be willing to, if they really want a winner, if they really want to, and like we said, we're going to get into some of AK's comments on tomorrow's episode, not accept mediocrity anymore? Maybe pay the luxury tax. Maybe pay Zach LaVine what he's worth and also spend money to bring other players here to help him win. It's like Bulls fans don't even contemplate that as a possibility because we have been known our whole lives to say our owner is cheap. Since the breakup of the dynasty and a very rare exception here and there since the dynasty ended, our owner is cheap and we will just never be a team that says, hey, well, so this is where the cap is. Okay, hey, maybe let's pay a luxury tax and have a lot of valuable talent here that are getting paid what they're worth.
The only time they've spent money on talent is after they have developed somebody that they could build around, right? Like, think about just after Jordan era. When they landed Derrick Rose, that's when they started spending money, right? They haven't started spending. We were lucky enough to have Derrick and Jimmy at the same time, and Jimmy crossed over when Derrick left here. They were willing to spend money in the short term, but not long term with Jimmy. They haven't spent money since. I think you're spot on about that. Like, as much as Jerry Reinsdorf doesn't want to go into the luxury and pay that, he doesn't want to do that if it's a losing team. And there's examples to back that up just in the last 20 years. So I think we put ourselves in a weird spot as like, Jerry will spend, but only on Jerry's terms. And with that, that means that we have to develop somebody else. I think this points more towards the development of Coby White and or Patrick Williams and truly what they're going to be if Zach isn't here long term. Spending.
It's tricky. It's a tricky situation. And you're right to point that out. Like, okay, I'll spend if it means that we're going to be winning. It's like, hey, sometimes you need to spend money to make money. Sometimes you need to spend money to bring in talent and not only rely on developing the guys that you're drafting, because we've seen how that goes over the last 5 years.
I believe more so than anything that, like, when Michael said that he wanted to spend money and make this thing what it should be, and that he was just as frustrated two seasons ago as he's ever been watching this team play and mad after games. Like, I still believe that to an extent more than I believed about his dad over the recent past with this Bulls team specifically.
And there's already some evidence of that just with the hirings of AK and Eversley and Billy Donovan. And allowing them to build out the front office more, you know, bringing in guys like J.J. Polk, bringing in more people for player development than the non-existent player development staff that was here before, allowing them to hire a new medical staff. That is a first sign that maybe things are finally trending in that direction with Michael saying, I'm willing to spend money to make this team better. Because all of those guys that I just rattled off did not come cheap, especially like Billy Donovan. Compared to, remember last summer, Jordan, when we were sitting here saying all these Bulls fans who are reading these pieces where they're rationalizing keeping Jim because, hey, you know, we're already spending money on a new front office. We don't the lost revenue because of COVID, and maybe we won't. Or if we, and then finally they did get rid of Jim, and it's like, okay, well, here's our short list of candidates that will be first time head coaches that won't cost that much. No, they went out and they got Billy Donovan, who was probably at the time the most expensive candidate on the market. So there is evidence that maybe that's finally starting to be true. Jordan, we've got to hear more from these Bulls player exit interviews. Before we do that, though, wanted to tell all of you that today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everyone, and they're always reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everyone and does not require membership or account login. They've got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, odor oil, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic car or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Be sure to write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com.
I don't think Bulls Twitter is going to last all summer, Matt. Like, I saw people panic posting yesterday, like declarations about the offseason and what this team. I'm like, relax. The season just ended. It just ended. Let AK and Mark Eversley. Have they disappointed us yet? Overall, like in terms of moves, transactions, have you been genuinely disappointed the way that you were with the past regime?
No.
Okay, no. That's good.
No. It baffles me that some Bulls fans complained about the trade. Even after a few games that made, we should have won. We should have won these games when they're on that ridiculous, difficult road trip. And, look, Wendell had 18 and 10 for the Magic tonight. What are we doing here? It's like the immediacy of this fan base to panic and declare failure and say, these people aren't doing their jobs. And why is this still so terrible? I mean, you know me, man, but I always try and live in reality and not overreact to anything. I can't help those Bulls fans who are a year and change into AK and Eversley's tenure, a season into Donovan's tenure, already declaring this a failure. A third of a season after the Vooch trade, already declaring that trade a failure. It's ridiculous.
It really is. And I'm okay if people have some hesitancy. Wow, I can't say that word. I'm just going to not say that word. If people are
reluctant,
guess,
how about
there
that?
We go. There we go. That's a word I can say. Reluctant. If people are a little bit reluctant to trust the Bulls right away, that's fine, and I understand that because I am to an extent as well because of the 4 years that we've dealt before. But I think everything that's been set up in the foundation of what this is supposed to be in a new era of basketball, I think slowly you can start to trust. But I understand some fans still standing away and saying, like, 2 years from now, are we going to be sitting here like, what the hell? Well, what did we do? Zach walked, Vooch walked, and we're here with Patrick Williams and a whole lot of nothing else. I understand that totally, 100%. But trust in AK wants to win. Trust that Billy Donovan didn't come here not to win. And more importantly, to wrap it up with Zach real fast, he talked about what he was proud of most this season, which I think we don't talk enough about him just because he's had such a stellar season. I want to hear what he has to say, and also, too, what he's looking forward to improving on.
You know, over the last, couple of years, it's not just each year. You know, I've had a lot of big moments, a lot of fun times out there and a lot of big games, but I'm proud about my development each year. And I look forward to the challenge of getting better than I was even this year for next year. I'm already planning for that now. And, as long as I keep taking those steps forward and growing as a player and a person, that's all I can ask for individually wise. If I'm doing everything that I can do in my power to help the team and better myself, and, I did my job. So I think I took that step this year on improving last year. A lot of people over the last 3 years thought, oh, this is Zach had a great year. This is what he is. Oh, Zach did it again. This is what he is. I'm going to keep going. I have a lot of more room to grow, and, I'm going to push my talents to the limit.
Anything you've already started kind of thinking about what you're about to work on.
Mm-hmm.
What is next for you? What kind of room are you looking to grow still?
I still have to become a better two-way player. Consistency wise, I've become a better leader. Mentally, I want to get a lot stronger as well. So it's, those things are going to definitely be in the forefront of my training this summer. But I'm going to take some time, relax a little bit, and then put this game plan together to get better.
Some good stuff, man. Like, we've seen it since the first day he came to Chicago. He works. Mm-hmm. And even that first summer, man. He works, and he showed you too, and it follows Instagram. He will show you every single day him working out, whether it be with his dad or his trainers or whoever. He's working out every single day and showing Bulls fans, not talking, but showing. I'm cool with that. And again, man, more reason why I think Zach LaVine's the dude. People just need to trust.
Yeah. And he was right in his self-assessment of what he needs to get better at. Everything that he listed, he was right. The leadership thing is interesting. And, we were talking just the other day about Thad Young and his comments about Zach, and a leader who's a long-term, decade plus vet in the league. And Zach, who now, like, that hilarious moment from his Zoom interview where his teammate Kobe White was like behind that, Bulls backdrop that they have for the interviews, and like punched it and like let out a yelp and like scared Zach and everyone on the call. And Zach was like, yeah, man, it's like having an annoying little brother just like hounding you all the time. But he clearly said it with love, and he was like, hey, man, that's my brother. And knowing that, hey, maybe Thad Young's not going to be around forever. And maybe, as we discussed the other day, maybe Thad Young's not going to be around next season. Zach knowing, I got to have more metal late in games, but I also need to take another step as the leader of this team. And you mentioned his workouts. We also heard the other day that Zach LaVine invited his little brothers, Kobe White and Patrick Williams, to train with him out on the West Coast at his home this summer. I mean, you talk about leadership and you talk about Zach taking that mantle and saying, okay, I got to take responsibility for this team. And if I want us to win, I need Kobe to be better and I need P-Dub to be better. So here's an invitation, little brothers. Come train with me and you'll be better.
It's kind of cool. Maybe invite Spencer Dinwiddie because he was training with P. Will shortly before the season started. So maybe start inviting other players to train. Do the LeBron thing. Do the secret game. Where
Rich, I don't know if you listened to the Woj and Low crossover yet, Jordan, that came out today. But they were mentioning free agents, some names, some point guards. They were talking about it. They mentioned the Bulls and Lonzo again. Dinwiddie was another name that Woj threw out.
Interesting. Yeah, that keeps coming back. Like, I even told you, I was like, a year from now, we will still be talking about Spencer Dinwiddie. His name will continue to resurface. I want you to hear from Vooch, because Vooch was great as well. And there's a couple of things that I don't think as Bulls fans we necessarily thought about, especially with a weird season now. So we'll hear about what he thought about since the trade, how his season went, and some interesting things about how he is able to recruit, if he's ever recruited players. Before we get to Vooch, I want to tell you guys about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. You can track all of the action at BetOnline. Get the latest news, odds, and info on all your sporting needs, MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action. The play-in game starts tonight. We have two games tonight. Two games tomorrow. Really looking forward to watching Pacers and Hornets kick things off. So you can bet on those. If you want to bet on props, sides, you want to bet on the total, or just the straight up winner, you can do that at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device and sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Make sure to use the promo code LOCKEDON. Just real quick, just since you brought up Lonzo, I was reading through the tweets of his end of season press conferences, and those were so funny, man. Like, Pelicans fans are just going absolutely nuts and don't know what position he plays. He's talking about wanting to be like a potential Chris Dunn three, like in a three guard lineup, and like being a 3-and-D guy this season. It's wild, but everything he was saying lines up with like the guy that the Bulls need desperately, but we'll save that for another episode.
The Lonzo fever. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Crazy if you're willing to spend 15 plus million a year, but we'll see. Overview is his season, what he thought about coming to the Bulls and the Bulls coming up short. Let's take a listen.
Overview, I mean, it's all been really positive. I mean, obviously, I mean, like you said, even your question is, it's been a crazy year. We really, you know, I don't feel like we're able to have the full experience of what it is to be a Bulls, you know, Bulls player, you know, with the fans and the city and everything, just because of situation with COVID. But as far as, you know, things within the organization, everything's been positive, you know, from day one. I mean, you know, from the players welcoming me, the coaching staff, the front office organization as a whole, it's all been, you know, positive for me. As far as, you know, with Billy, same. I mean, the way he used me, you know, we talked about a lot of stuff. You know, when I got here, you know, we think the way the team was already playing, you know, was fitting within my skill set and the way I like to play, you know, so certain adjustment. But yeah, I think, you know, that was all fine. Like I said, it was, I think Billy put me in a very good position to be successful and for me to play at a high level. I just think, you know, because of the situation, we didn't have time to practice. We didn't have no time to really gel together. We never really, I think, were able to be at our best the way we wanted to. But yeah, I mean, all this is kind of, you know, it makes me excited for going into next year. I think there's a lot of positives here, a lot of potential for us to be, you know, a good team next year. And I think guys are very motivated to do that.
Was there a sense that if things would have fallen the right way without the missing of Zach, without a couple of things, that you guys would have been a playoff team?
I mean, you always think about it, you know, if obviously Zach missed, you know, a big chunk of time, you know, especially this season, 11 games is huge, and in the situation we were in where every game was important, you know, definitely hurt us. And, you know, not only in the games, but also in us building our chemistry and, you know, getting to know each other and play, you know, alongside each other on the court. I think those were all things that we missed by, you know, him having to miss so much time. But it is what it is. Obviously, I think if he did play, we would have had him, and I can't say that would have been in for sure, because you never know, but I think we'd have had a much better chance. I think in certain games that, you know, when we missed him, you could really tell that. Obviously, I mean, you miss a player like Zach, it's going to affect your team regardless. But I think we're still competitive, and with him out there, you know, it would have been obviously a huge difference. So obviously, you know, you're going to look back at it and, you know, see and think about it. But again, I think this season was just so different and crazy for so many teams. So I can't say that we're just you know, we were the only one that were in first. I think everybody just, for us, it was just in the bad timing. But, like I said, I think even looking back on everything, I think there were still some positives that we can take, you know, moving into next season that, you know, should motivate us to really be excited to come back.
So I've heard that a couple of times. And the bad thing is, Matt, is it feels a lot like what I've heard for the last 3 years. You know, some of the excuse making, and I'm not putting blame on Vooch or anything. It's just kind of, as a Bulls fan, reactionary when I hear that. It's like, yeah, this is, we could have been if we weren't healthy. This is something that we've talked about a lot over the last 3 years, is excuse making for guys that were critical pieces to this team. There's nothing you can do about COVID protocols, of course. It just sucks. What I want Bulls fans to understand and how I feel is, I think it's real from them. I don't know if it was real the last 3 years, not the excuse making, but I think that this is real, what they're talking about. Vooch, Levine, Donovan, AK, whoever, talking about if they had this opportunity and to wait for next year. I think it's, I'm ready to buy into that at least and give them a little bit of time and be a little bit patient.
Right. It would have been nice if everything gelled right away. It would have been nice if they weren't in the toughest part of their schedule right when they acquired these pieces at the trade deadline. It would have been nice if Zach didn't miss 3 weeks with being out for health and safety protocols because he registered a positive COVID test just when he and Vooch were starting to develop a bit of chemistry. All of those things would have been nice. But it, as Vooch laid out himself, it doesn't mean that you can't still be optimistic about next season and beyond, knowing that you now have a team that has two all-star caliber players on it and some up-and-coming young pieces like Pat Will, like Kobe, who certainly showed plenty of potential for improvement. They showed improvement, I think, even with some people being underwhelmed by P-Dub's finish to the season, complaining about his lack of shots or his stats. I still think you saw growth from P-Will from game one to game 72. And you certainly saw growth from Kobe with some of his decision-making. His defensive intensity and his defensive awareness was better. You could take those four pieces and say, okay, we'll see what the front office does to add more talent. Maybe, you know, in addition to Troy Brown Jr., Ty sticks around or Thad sticks around. Maybe Javonte Green is still here. And then we'll see who they go out and get with free agent signings, more trades. But there is plenty of room for optimism because there is plenty of room for growth. And you can point to this, that, and the other as far as the Bulls' opponents they played down the stretch. But the Bulls' first 10 games with Zach and Vooch playing on the court together, they were 3-7, right? Everybody was so upset about that 3-7 record. They finished out 7-8. So in their final five games playing on the court together, Zach and Vooch and the Bulls went 4-1. I mean, small sample size, yes, but you could already tell that these guys are getting more comfortable playing together.
Yeah, it's tough and it's difficult to try to explain this to people too that maybe just are kind of checking in on the Bulls once in a while. It's not like the diehard thing. Like you and I and the diehards out there, we get it. We understand it. We know what the Bulls went through this season. For fans that maybe are checking in on one or two games a month, or maybe once a week, they might not understand or realize the circumstances around this team in this season this year. I also thought about too, Donovan mentioned it multiple times, like, they had one practice since they made that trade, and it was during a back-to-back, man. Like, one practice during on the second day of a back-to-back. Like, that's what they were trying to do. And I think even AK said, he's like, yeah, I think actually we won both of those games. It was between the Suns and the Celtics game. But that's crazy to have a third of your roster brand new and have one practice. So that alone by itself is wild.
It is. That is something that Bulls fans don't think about or don't want to hear, the ones that are complaining. And you can say, okay, well, the Bulls were in the same position as all the other teams this season that were dealing with health and safety protocols and this and that and guys going out and a difficult schedule. To an extent, yes, that is true. But as I just laid out, it all stacked up at the exact same time, which is unfortunate, but the reality of the situation. And as Donovan pointed out, And we'll get to Donovan and AK's thoughts on the next episode. A lot of times on trade deadline day, when you make a trade to add, it's like a filler piece, right? You're a team that's playoff bound and you're just trying to add that one extra right piece that's not even a starter, maybe a bench guy to help, you know, your second group. And that's usually the kind of trades you see on deadline day. You rarely see, and he said, not quite blockbuster, I think is what Billy Donovan said, trades like this where you bring a guy in and he is automatically 1A or 1B every night. And to ask in a regular non-COVID, non-schedule packed together season to have that go swimmingly right out of the gate would be foolish. This season in particular, it was not very realistic and certainly not probable.
And it's like Billy Donovan credited him for that, and he even sort of said, yeah, it's kind of cool. You just came in and I sort of meshed, and which is great. I think I can only recall like one really bad game from Vooch, at least offensively, right? What's the one night? Was it the Heat game, the Denzel one, the most recent one where he ended up blowing it, where like I think Vooch went something weird like 3-for-15 or 3-for-17?
He had a few of those bad shooting nights towards the end, and you know, maybe it was because his hip was bothering him or whatever, but yeah.
But for the most part, he's exactly what this Bulls team wants to be. And again, patience. And let's give them a little bit of our credit and be a little bit more patient with these guys and see what they bring next season too. And let's see what the off season brings too. Let's see what pieces they bring around Zach and Vooch to ramp up for next year. Matt, I think I'm going to save it for later in this week when we talk a little bit more about free agency and recruiting and all of that, because Vooch was asked specifically about that. I thought he gave kind of like a genuinely awesome answer, and also said that he may not have much experience doing that, which is all right, but we can talk about plenty of that later this week. We're going to get to AK and Billy Donovan next episode, but if you want to react to anything that you heard from Zach LaVine or Vooch in this episode, or you just want to give your thoughts about the season, 331-979-1369. Drop your text, your voicemails, anything you got for us, 331-979-1369. For Matt Peck, I'm Jordan Malley, Bulls Nation. Have a wonderful day. Be back tomorrow with a fresh episode. For Jordan and Matt, we are out. Deuces.
Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com.
Thanks a lot.